Good afternoon, everyone. Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures, and we'll take a look at how your grain markets closed this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2014. Extension wheat specialist Dr. Jeff Edwards joins us today talking about weed control in our hard red winter wheat. He says job one in weed control, know which weeds are out there in your fields.
The first thing we have to do with weed control is know which weeds you have good identification. We have some products out there such as Axial Excel that are very good at controlling Italian ryegrass, but they are very specific. They don't control much else besides Italian ryegrass. So you have to make sure you have that species identified in the field, so when you go into your ag retailer, you know what weeds need to be controlled. You're not guessing.
And Dr. Edwards says knocking those weeds out sooner rather than later, always a smart idea.
Wait till they're all up with a weed like Italian ryegrass, but once it's up and you have the opportunity to go out there and knock it out, take it out early. Don't let it take any of your yield potential.
This reminder from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Grain futures were all over the board today. We had corn down 9 to 10 cents, soybeans down anywhere from 20 to 38 cents in the old crop. New crop November, though, only down 10 and 3 quarters at 1176 and a half. And, of course, wheat futures were under quite a bit of pressure today, closed down anywhere from 9 to 13 cents. The Kansas City July futures closed down 10 and a half cents at 704 and a half. They did not go back through the $7 level, but they had a low of 702 and a quarter. The high today was a 718 and a quarter, which was the high for this move. We've pretty much gone straight up every day since the end of January. So the whole month of February now into the month of March, the wheat market has been rallying, partly because of the crop conditions here in the southern plains are just are not very good right now. The good to excellence in the low 30s, high 20 area here for Oklahoma and Texas. So that's keeping wheat futures on the positive. And then, of course, you've got this these issues we've got going on in Russia and the Ukraine, and we're just kind of watching how that develops. That's kept things pretty positive here, too. But for now, as a wheat grower and here in the southern plains, I think you just have to be thankful that the wheat is rallying and hope now at this point that we get some rainfall to help actually grow the wheat and no freezes. Corn futures and the beans both traded that USDA report, which we'll talk about in a minute.
We'll have more market analysis with Justin Lewis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were traders looking at today?
This morning's crop production and supply and demand report showed ending stocks this morning here in the U.S. for 2013 and 14. Corn, 1.456 billion bushels. We were looking for 1.488, so it was considered a touch bullish here in the U.S. But if you look at the world numbers, they were 158.47 million metric tons. That was about 2 million metric tons higher than the average guess of 156.3. Last month, we were at 157.3, so they're looking for a lower number. It actually came in at a higher number, and that was negative corn. Beans were 145 million bushels here in the U.S. We're looking for 141. 125 is considered pipeline, so anything above that is enough or considered enough beans, but it's still pretty tied. If you look at the world, we are 70.64 million metric tons, lower than the average guess of 71.5. And then for wheat, came in the same as last month at 558 million bushels. The average guess, though, was 570. And then for the world ending stocks here, we're 183.81. Right in line with estimates of 183.7. Now, in the South American crop production, corn and beans were both just a touch higher. But overall, everything was pretty neutral.
Thanks, Justin. And your phone number?
877-431-9805.
Recapping our closing numbers, April live cattle were down 10 cents at 143.15. March feeders were up $1.32 at 173.70. And April lean hogs were limit up at $116 even. In the grains, Kansas City March wheat was down 10.5 cents at 704 3/4. Chicago March wheat down 1 1/4 at 645. Chicago March corn down 9 cents at 472 even. And March soybeans were down 38 1/4 cents at 14.19 1/4. And May cotton was up 29 points at 91.56 cents per pound. And that's a look at your afternoon futures markets. I'm Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com.